USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump wants to send illegal immigrants to sanctuary cities across the country. John Clemens reports.
Mr. Trump has gone on Twitter to confront the radical left over their objections to a plan to transport illegal immigrants to sanctuary cities.
They want more people in their sanctuary cities? Well, we'll give them more people. We can give them a lot. We can give them an unlimited supply.
Mr. Trump said if Democrats don't want to change our very dangerous immigration laws, we're giving strong consideration to placing illegal immigrants in sanctuary cities only. He added the radical left always seems to have an open borders, open arms policy, so this should make them very happy. I'm John Clemens.
President Trump has tweeted a third summit with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un could be in the works. Kim has offered the idea of the summit as long as an agreement could be reached by the end of the year. This is USA Radio News.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved, I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Eris, and I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
Another Democrat has officially entered the crowded 2020 presidential race. Among the issues Senator Cory Booker said he will campaign on, health care reform is one of the biggest.
I will use the government's bargaining power to once and for all bring down the cost of prescription drugs. And I will once and for all end the sabotage of the Affordable Care Act.
24-year-old Emmanuel Deshaun Aranda was charged with attempted homicide after witnesses say he either shoved or pushed a 5-year-old child from the third-floor balcony to the first floor at the Mall of America south of Minneapolis. Bloomington Police Chief Jeff Potts.
Most importantly, the child that fell is still alive. I know there's been some reports and concerns about whether or not he is still alive. He is.
The boy is still in critical condition. The family of the boy has requested privacy while he recovers. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin says officials are diligently considering a request for President Trump's tax returns, but may not conclude a legal review before a Democratic lawmaker's deadline on April 23rd. Mnuchin says he doesn't want the IRS weaponized by politicians. Democrats have seized on the issue of Mr. Trump's undisclosed taxes, citing a law that allows Congress to review anyone's tax returns to conduct an investigation. Disney finally details its new streaming service, and USA's Chris Barnes has the story.
Disney announced the new streaming service called Disney Plus last year, but it was short on details. That changed on Thursday. That's when executives finally unveiled the details, including a launch date and pricing. Disney Plus will launch on November 12th in the U.S. for $7 a month, or $70 a year if you can get an annual subscription. In its first year, Disney Plus will offer 10 original films and 25 original series, including 3 Avengers spin-offs. Disney announcing all 30 seasons of The Simpsons will be available from day one, along with nearly all the Star Wars movies, the entire Pixar library, and family-focused movies and shows from its Fox library, like Sound of Music and Malcolm in the Middle. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Take us with you on your mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com.